Good afternoon. You're watching FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. We're at Surfaces 2014, and I'm in the Crossville space with Lindsay Ann Walter, Vice President of Marketing. Lindsay, how you doing?
I am great. Thanks so much for coming to our space and being with us today.
It's good to be with you, as always. Most people know Crossville, American-made company, manufactures most of its product in Crossville, Tennessee, and it's family-owned. And what else we say? You've got a huge amount of environmental initiatives, and I'm thinking that's what this moss wall is, naturally Crossville, right?
Very much so. Our environmental initiatives span such a huge range, everything from Green Squared certified processes to our HydroTech offering to the fact that we use special light bulbs in our manufacturing and clean burning natural gas and don't discharge wastewater. And I could just go on and on and on. We needed to really package that into one nice, succinct message for the year. And we looked at our products and we looked at what we were doing as in regards to sustainability, and their theme is indeed naturally Crossville, distinctly American, naturally Crossville, because that's our focus.
I think I remember last year it was colorfully Crossville. I'm sure you haven't lost the focus on color, but this is a nice theme this year.
Very much so. Our Argent product that led to Colorfully Crossville last year was just recognized by Interiors and Sources magazine as the tile product of the year. So we don't want to lose sight on that momentum. And yet there's so much more than just the color story. We can bring in all of our different natural elements into almost any porcelain that we make.
Okay. One of the things that is part of your environmental program is this thing that you do with Toto, where you take all of their recycled sanitary ware. I mean, it's not post-consumer, but it's when they break things in the manufacturing process, right?
That is true. Although we have done post-consumer before, it had to be sanitized in order for us to take it in and do it. But that post-consumer project is actually what led us to the Toto partnership and also to our tile take-back programs. And that's been wonderful. That makes us a net consumer of waste. It reduces all the raw materials that we have to use so that when we launch new products, it's in a much more sustainable way.
Okay. So now you're featuring Speakeasy on the floor here. Tell us a little bit about that if you would.
Sure. Speakeasy actually launches next week. It is five colors in a sort of barnwood rustic look, three sizes, so a 6x36, an 8x36, and a 12x36 with a bullnose. It is made up in Crossville. It is one of our products that is digital plus in that it does have digital technology involved, but we go above and beyond to make sure that we give a lot of depth to our products. As someone who used to work in the wood industry, I'm thrilled with the realism that this product has. We've got quarter sawn faces and rotary peeled faces and knot holes and chatter and saw marks, hyper realistic, but in a beautiful format that makes this product uniquely porcelain and comes across as a beautiful design element as opposed to a pretender.
You know, most people know Crossville has probably a breakdown between commercial and residential of about 80-20. And this product, you know, when I look at it, it looks like it would work in either sector, doesn't it?
It really does. I think that as our houses continue to be more multifunctional from space to space, we need products that work well from space to space and has really good flow. So from your laundry room to your kitchen to your bathroom, two of those you would never want to put real world down on. It's just too high moisture in area. This way you can have that look throughout your home, combine it with radiant heat, and you have this wonderful warm environment with that's incredibly durable for an active lifestyle and an open floor plan.
You know, one of your initiatives that we talked about last year, other than all the sustainability things that we've already talked about, has been your push to grow a little bit more of the amount of product that's sold at residential. How are you doing with that initiative?
We're very excited about the work that's been done in residential. Our dealer base continues to grow. For our existing retailers, we've been able to freshen up their offering. We have been involved with several venues to promote the product, most recently a show home in Napa Valley, and we're getting ready to do another show home as part of Modernism Week down in Palm Springs. Now, what's really great about this is people who haven't necessarily worked with your product before get exposed to it. And I know from our Napa Valley experience, we've had several designers come back and reach out to us and say, I love what I saw. I loved what you did. I love what my neighbor in the adjoining room was able to do with your product. Tell me more. How do I get it? So those types of events combined with an expansion of where you can get it at retail are starting to broaden our base.
Okay. Now you have another collection called Reclamation.
We do. There's such a huge push in A&D for reclaimed materials, but a lot of the time those are difficult to get or more difficult to install. When you think about reclaimed wood, you've got bowing and skiing, reclaimed concrete, that's oftentimes in different aggregate and different ways that it will react. So we wanted to take the absolute beauty of salvaged materials into something that would be sustainably be able to install well. And that's how Reclamation came out. It was actually our first digital product, and it's a mix of wood and concrete looks, and it's in a 12 by 24, 24 by 24, and a 6 by 24 etchings program where it looks like graffiti on the side of an old barn or an old fence. It's an incredibly varied product, but really dynamic, really beautiful. When you combine our Get Planked program, you can get it into some sizes that work well in residential, and it's another one that I love to work with.
Lindsay, it was great to talk to you. I think you have one of the most creative spaces that I've been into, so congratulations on that. Again, we've been talking to Lindsay Ann Waltrip, who's Vice President of Marketing with Crossville, and you've been watching Kempar and FloridaLE.net.